He will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. Persistence has a nice sound to it. It's a nice value. It's a nice sort of gift and quality to have. I prefer another translation. He will get up to give him everything he needs because of his shamelessness. Now there's a virtue. Shamelessness. That's what the readings are all about today. Abraham is the king of shamelessness. That delightful story is all about Abraham not knowing the right boundaries. Here's the line, and Abraham steps over it again and again and again. And that friend in the middle of the night, it's midnight. It is dark. And he shows up. Oh, I happen to need something. He has no shame. And Jesus says, he'll get it because of that. How does that work? How is it possible that the Lord God doesn't turn around and just say to Abraham, back off? You be Abraham, I'll be God. This is not their first conversation. And that's the key. God was the one who intruded in Abram's life, remember? He was fine in the land of Ur, minding his own business. When God came to him and said, no, I have plans for you. I will bring you to a new place. And throughout the book of Genesis, their relationship deepens. And God grants to Sarah and Abraham a son. And later on, God will test Abraham just as God is testing God, or just as Abraham is testing God. They know each other. That is why Abraham is able to do what he does. That is why he is shameless in pushing God. Because he knows who God is. He knows what God is about. He knows God's mercy is abundant. So he pushes a little and a little more and a little more. That intimacy, that friendship that exists between the two of them is the reason why Abraham can do what he does. He knows God, and God knows Abraham. And because of that, he can make these outrageous claims because of their relationship. It's the same with the friend at midnight. We have friends like this. We have people in our lives who don't know when to stop. And we respond to them because we know them and they know us. They are good friends. And good friends can presume on one another. Good friends can ask of each other things they would never ask of anyone else. That's how friendship works. Because they know one another. And the intimacy of their friendship allows them to act shamelessly. That's what we are called to. Not so much that we should be like Abraham and constantly pushing, prodding, begging. But what we should strive for and seek is the relationship that's the foundation of how Abraham acts. To truly be friends of the God who has loved and made us. Of the God who has brought us into being. And you know, we don't often think in those terms. We don't often think in terms of that relationship being as good friends, old friends, friends who know every detail of your life and still love you. Friends with whom you can be absolutely, totally, absolutely honest and sincere with. That's that relationship of Abraham and God. That's the relationship of the friends in the parable. To be before our God, to be known. Because God desires to share who God is with us. That it is God who desires to be known intimately, to be truly friends, so that friends can together seek what is good and what God is asking of us. There is no shame in presuming upon God. There is no shame in begging. There is no shame in asking, because that's what friends do. But know that God will ask of us. And know that as good friends, God will seek something from us. And yes, God sometimes begs us to respond as well. Friendship is always a back and forth self-gift. What our readings call us to today is an intimacy, a way of being in relationship to God that goes beyond our limits, beyond any sort of boundaries, that enables us to be absolutely who we are before our God, so that God may be who God is with us.